This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a magnificent Tuesday, and we have quite a show for you tonight. I am going to address what Trump and Bondi addressed today about the Epstein stuff. You're mad about it. I will touch on that in just a little bit. I have to get to something else first. I'm going to have to be Daddy Jesse to open up the show, and it's going to matter to you. It's going to pertain to you. So just sit tight for a couple minutes. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about weapons to Ukraine, robotic coyotes, no amnesty, kind of all that, us supporting Liberia, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to all the Epstein stuff you're mad about and all the everything else, I have to do something. Okay. And I'm not saying I regret what I said, and I'm definitely not apologizing, but I feel like I need to add a little addendum to it. And I'm talking about the attack on the ICE facility that took place in Texas. It was a story I touched on briefly, and look, I kind of laughed it off. And I thought it was funny, and here's why I thought it was funny. Not that threats of violence or things like that are funny, and a cop got shot, obviously not funny. I found it humorous that these animals showed up, and they ended up running into BORTAC, the Border Patrol's SWAT team, and they are studs, absolute studs. They shoot all the time. They shoot with Green Berets. They shoot with Navy SEALs. And these morons showed up at a facility and ran into BORTAC. And of course, the guy didn't make it, right? And I found that was funny. And it was funny. I find that humorous. But I don't want to make light of a particular part of this, okay? First, this was not one guy. It was not one guy who showed up to kill some ICE agents. And it was not a one-off. In fact, we just had another attempted ambush. All right? I'm going to let Nancy Larson, acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson, I'm going to play for you what she said about this ambush at the ICE facility. And this is not about Nancy. It's not about Antifa or communists or even ICE or Border Patrol. This is going to be about you. So just stay with me. Here she was.
Today, my office has charged 10 individuals with 3 counts of attempted murder of a federal officer. Each of the 10 are also charged with 3 counts of discharging a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Each of these defendants faces a mandatory prison term of 10 years and up to life in prison. Let's discuss the incident. It was a planned ambush with the intent to kill ICE corrections officers. Make no mistake, this was not a so-called peaceful protest.
A planned ambush. Multiple people. They even had a plan, a cockamamie plan, a ridiculous plan, but they had a plan. Set off fireworks, lure them out there, kill a bunch of ICE agents. Okay. I'm going to combine that with a couple things. Headline: San Antonio City Council candidate calls for shooting ICE agents. Okay. I'm going to play you this from Stephen Miller at the White House.
There is an insurrectionist movement in the Democratic Party that is inspiring domestic terrorism against ICE. When you have them.
He's right. This is why this applies to you. Things are escalating. Communist street animals committing acts of violence is nothing new in this country. If I came on the radio tonight on a Tuesday and I said that a bunch of Antifa dirtballs in Portland, beat someone up, shot somebody, killed somebody, vandalized the shop, you wouldn't be shocked at all. But 10, 11 of these street animals coming together, getting together with tactical gear, coming up with an ambush plan on a federal facility is an escalation we have not yet seen. We've seen all kinds of communist domestic terrorism. We haven't seen it reach to this level. And when I laughed it off, I'm worried I did not convey something properly. So allow me to do this. People learn from their mistakes. Even bad guys learn from their mistakes. Why didn't the Japanese on Okinawa stop our guys as they were landing on the beaches? In fact, they flat out let them go for a couple days. Our guys, the Marines on Okinawa, were at first having barbecues and drinking beer. It was so quiet. Because they had learned. They had learned from previous experience that killing a bunch of guys on the beach does not save an island, and that's not the way to kill the most enemy. Let them come in till they get to a good defensive position, then you slaughter them. Alexander the Great, remember our history episode on the Siege of Tyre? Remember when he sailed around the entire island? Maybe we could go here, maybe we could go there. Let's test this, let's test that. Probing the defenses, learning they're super strong here. Whoa, let's not try that. Ooh, got a little place here where I think... Probing defenses, testing. The communist animals in the United States of America, under encouragement by every single Democrat, every time they call you a Nazi, people will die. Democrats, every elected Democrat in the country encourages this. These communist street animals are escalating. They are escalating now, and they are going to be killing more people and attempting to kill more people. What did these people discover in their hilariously lame attempt? They discovered that maybe a hard target like an ICE facility where BORTAC is probably not the one that's going to get you very far. And they may do another federal facility, maybe a couple more. But they're going to learn quickly that playing Call of Duty and shooting squirt guns does not properly change or train you to exchange gunfire with highly trained federal agents, type A males who live and die on the firing range. You will die if you try to engage them in a gunfight. So what will they do from there? Do you think they're going to give up? Call it a day? Well, I don't want to be a psycho commie anymore. I'm going home. They're going to go somewhere else. Like I said, this is not about them. This is about you. You need to be more aware in the coming days, weeks, months, and hopefully not, but probably years, than you have ever been before. Yes, I'm talking about you. When you're in your church. No, but Jesse, not my church. Yes, your church. Soft target. School. School's coming back soon. Some people were a month away, maybe 2 months away. School's coming back soon. Is your school ready? Have you talked to your principal? What's the security like in your school? When you're at a sporting event, it's baseball season. I know Little League's going on. I know you got a long Saturday planned of watching mind-numbing five-year-olds play baseball all day long, but it's no big deal, right? It's just you and your friends. Have a hot dog. Maybe you snuck a flask in there if you're an alcoholic. You're going to enjoy yourself. Soft target. These people are not going to continue to beat their heads against the wall and attack BORTAC for ages. They're not going to go. Remember the Marines when they went into Los Angeles? They grabbed a grunt company, battalion 2-7. They grabbed a grunt battalion, Marine Corps infantry, out of 29 Palms and brought them into Los Angeles. Did you notice they didn't tend to attack those guys? You know why? Because you would just die. They would just kill you and then they would laugh and go drink beer because they're Marines. They're going to move on from the hard targets. They are not going to turn down their animal demonic nature. They are not going to stop trying to kill people.
They are escalating in organization. They are escalating in violence. And they are going to move on. And they might be moving on to you. What have you done to make sure you're ready? What do you carry on you to protect yourself? We'll set weapons aside for a moment. How often are you on your phone when you're out in public? Do you walk around on your phone? At that Little League game, are you on your phone the whole time when little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden aren't up to bat? How ready are you? How aware are you? I'm not telling you you're about to die. I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm trying to wake people up that the street animals in this country are escalating things and they're not going to keep attacking Bortak. Now, we can move on to the Epstein stuff. I know what's on your mind. Just thought maybe that little talk might save a life one day. That's all. All right? I'm going to move on. Before we move on, I know when I talk to you about Legacy Box, I know you're impressed. I know the idea of it is wonderful, isn't it? They will digitize your home movies, your pictures. But I also know that you go through exactly the same thing I went through. Sounds like a pain. I don't want to have to load my pictures and videos up. Then I have to take them out of the baby album. I don't want to have to take grandpa's picture off the wall. It's such a pain. And you know what? You're not wrong. But once you have all those things digitized, those memories get to stay with you forever. The pictures are fading as we speak. Grandpa's old picture, it's more faded today than it was yesterday. You are one flood, one fire, one disaster of any kind away from losing all those memories forever. But once you digitize them once, put them in a box one time, you get to keep them forever. Take advantage when it's 50% off. At least buy the box now. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we are going to get to the no amnesty stuff. We're going to get to the Ukraine stuff. But my email is just absolutely full of, well, here's a couple of them. Jesse, someone needs to ask the FBI or DOJ to release at least some of the key redacted files and videos in that Epstein case. Things can be redacted and altered so they don't release the identities of the victims. Supposedly, there's a lot of files. Surely some can be safely released. Here's another one. Jesse, Trump administration is 6 months in. Absolutely no movement on Epstein. I still hold out hope. The higher-ups like Bondi, Patel, and Bongino will be competent and trustworthy, but every day that passes moves my assessment of them down. Okay, so we had a long talk last night about the Epstein stuff, about the release, the leak, if you will, that came out and said, well, we don't have any evidence of a client list, and we don't have any evidence he was blackmailing people. And remember what I had basically said last night. This is a real brief summary. It was an hour-long talk. What I said was, I believe evil forces inside of the government, FBI, CIA, were working with Jeffrey Epstein, and I believe those criminals probably destroyed anything that would have incriminated them a long time ago. I believe that Pam Bondi and her ilk have a whole bunch of papers and files and things like that. But you think they're just redacted for you? I think they redacted them from Pam. I think any of the truly criminal stuff got put in the paper shredder. I think they got way over their skis. They got on the news and promised you and promised me that we would have names, we would have results, we would have accountability. And I think they made those promises before they figured out, wow, what I'm left with are crumbs. I don't know anything. That's what I think. I think the deep state destroyed the stuff. Should be noted, a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency said virtually the same thing I said after I said it. Former CIA officer, not director, officer. Deep state likely destroyed Epstein files long ago. So that's what I said last night. That's a very brief recap. Now, all that aside, I have all these emails from you about it. The Trump administration is dancing a little bit. And it doesn't look good. So I'll put it to you this way. Caroline Leavitt, I'm not going to go back and play it, but Caroline Leavitt was asked about this yesterday. And she kind of touched on it briefly, and then she said, well, we're focused on, Operation Summer Heat, where we're taking criminals off the streets. She kind of changed the subject. Okay. All right. Donald Trump today was sitting at a round table. I know you can't see, it's the radio, but he was sitting, they had this big round table with Rubio and Pam Bondi, and there were all these reporters there. And Pam Bondi was asked about the Epstein stuff, and Trump jumped in today. This is how it went.
Can you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind.
Okay. Pam Bondi. Hey, where's at least the video, the something? Pam, show us something. Something. Give us something on this.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively, the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
Okay. Sounds bad, doesn't it? Not saying it is bad, but hey, where's the Epstein stuff? Trump jumps in. What are we even still talking about this for? What about Texas? Hey, Caroline Leavitt, what's up with the Epstein stuff? Well, I mean, I'll let Bondi talk to that. We have Operation Summer Heat. Murder rate is super low right now. Hey, Pam, you said you had the files. At least show us some video. Well, I can't. It's child porn. It wouldn't be right for your eyes. I can't. It's child porn. Sounds bad. Let's have a talk. Let's have another. It's just you and me here. Let's have another frank talk about what I think, what you think, what the Trump administration is probably going through, and maybe a little bit of an uncomfortable chat as well. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spicy, already spicy Tuesday. And we will get to a bunch of emails tonight. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. My emails are full after yesterday and then today. Jesse, I don't trust these people. Jesse, why are they lying? Who is lying? Is Bondi lying? Is Cash Patel lying? Is Trump lying? They're lying about the stuff. They're covering up. Okay. All right. And then the people, and there are many, perhaps it's you who believe they're lying, they tuned in today, they saw how the questions were answered, and if you're somebody who already assumes they're lying, they're covering it up, Stuff like this only reinforces that belief.
Can you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the set?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I Pam, could I just interrupt for
sure.
one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
Hey, what are we even talking about him for? We got Texas. He's a creep. Anyway, let's move on. We don't want to talk. Okay. All right. So let's first address a couple things. I warned, and you were right there with me. I warned, I've been screaming it on the radio for 6, 7 years, however long I've been on the air now, that the evil deeds being done by our government was going to fracture this society in ways the people doing the evil deeds probably couldn't see. And I said that because once human beings who are part of a tribe, a nation, whatever, once they lose trust in their institutions, once they think their institutions are evil, dishonest, have turned against them, that trust is almost impossible to regain. If, let's say there's a Red Lobster in your town. I hope there is. Let's say, don't shake your head, Chris. And let's say you go down to Red Lobster, family dinner night, you want something fancy, and everybody comes home and gets food poisoning. Your friends, your neighbors, every time they eat at that Red Lobster, they get food poisoning. That Red Lobster in your town becomes known for a place where the food is spoiled, it's dirty, and people get food poisoning. And this is something that goes on for a while. And soon it's known. The parking lot's empty. No one shows up. Bad reputation, bad reputation. Red Lobster, the incredible company that they are, would eventually realize they have a problem. And they would say, hey, Jesse, we need you to step in, take over the management of this particular location, because people are getting sick here and business is bad. I step in and take over that Red Lobster. How hard is it going to be for me to get you and your family back in there on a Friday night? Almost impossible. Probably impossible. Once trust like that has been violated, even with new management, it's almost impossible to get back. You and I have watched, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I have been mortified. And to be honest with you, not to sound sensitive, a little heartbroken as the government institutions of this country have turned completely demonic and evil. You can't even trust the CDC anymore. At no point in time in my life was the Center for Disease Control anything that you would look down upon or scoff at? After all, it's just a bunch of doctors and scientists and nerds trying to keep us safe, right? And then we woke up one day and they've basically declared war on us and our freedom. Never in my life did I interrogate my doctor, my children's doctor, to make sure I wasn't dealing with a scumbag communist. I told you the story before. I wrote the FBI when I was a small child. I don't know, 6, 7 years old, dreaming of one day possibly being someone with the blue jacket and the yellow FBI letters on the back. I want to be a good guy chasing down the bad guys. Now, I wouldn't talk to the FBI without a lawyer present. I wouldn't tell them where the nearest McDonald's was. I think the entire organization should be shuttered, defunded, and people sent to prison. CIA, NSA. We watched as institution after institution after institution abused us and lied to us. We watched. You see all this stuff coming out about John Brennan right now and Clapper? We watched as Barack Obama turned the Central Intelligence Agency into a political weapon used against Donald Trump. The CIA shouldn't even operate domestically. It is for foreign intelligence gathering. Other countries, That's its job. The evil Barack Obama and the dirtballs around him took the Central Intelligence Agency and turned it loose on then-Republican nominee Donald Trump? You, me, we watched as the DOJ, in response to Roe versus Wade being overturned, the DOJ took a gigantic collective hissy fit and sent the FBI like a battle axe against pro-lifers who read Bible verses in front of clinics, abortion clinics. We watched, we've heard firsthand about how they were taking down license plate numbers of angry school board moms. You, me, we sat back, we have sat back for the past few years and watched in horror and heartbreak as government institution after government institution has taken our trust, lit it on fire, peed on it, and threw it into an active volcano. And now, even under new management, that trust has not returned and will not return. Certainly not fast. In fact, what have I said? You know this to be true. You've seen this in your personal life, I'm sure. What have I said? How do you earn back trust? If you have done something to violate someone's trust, and you probably have, we all have at some point in time, it's terrible. How do you earn it back? Lies? Hiding things? No. The only way, when you have violated someone's trust, the only way to earn it back is complete openness and honesty. If your wife has watched and fretted and struggled because you have an alcohol abuse problem, you don't get to be an hour late home from work without giving her a complete detailed explanation of where you were. You don't get to say it's none of your business anymore. That won't earn back trust. That only creates more distrust. When we have heard for years that a billionaire financier has been involved in all kinds of gross things with the most powerful people on the planet, people were sick of watching get away with things, and then we're told there's videotape, we're told you have it, and then you come with this, even if it's true, and it may be true. This doesn't land well.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released. Never going to see the light of day.
I'd love to show it to you, but it's child porn. Sorry. That may very well be true. Probably is. Who knows? Doesn't land well. You can be an hour late home from work when you've never violated your wife's trust. If you struggled with alcohol for 10 years, you wrecked the car, you lost your job, when you're an hour late home from work, you need to tell her where you were. We'll continue on this and have maybe an even more uncomfortable talk. Before we do that, speaking of talk, let's do some talk that's pure. Pure talk. Don't shake your head, Chris. I'm going to talk to you about Pure Talk. I'm going to talk to you about a company. They don't ship jobs overseas. You know, customer service, I hate to sound like an angry, crotchety old man, but I'm really sick of calling companies and talking to somebody over in India who doesn't understand what I'm saying. It really drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that American businesses, they outsource that stuff. You know what Pure Talk does? They hire Americans right here at home. I love your emails telling me how pleasant it is dealing with Pure Talk on the phone because they are veteran-led. They love this country, and they believe in hiring Americans. They were doing this before Trump got back into office. Make the switch. Take you 10 minutes on the phone. Keep your phone. keep your number, but make the switch and support the company that supports Americans. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. Pure Talk is the best. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Appreciate you bringing me back with Rocket Man Chris, but we're not discussing Ukraine for quite some time. No, I'm kidding. We'll get to it in maybe 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes from now. By the way, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So I just talked about trust. Trust has been lost. We do not trust our institutions. We don't trust the DOJ. We don't trust the FBI. Don't trust the CIA. We have every reason to distrust these institutions. Now, there's a second thing. There's a second reason the Epstein stuff is landing so poorly with you. Justice. We've watched powerful person after powerful person, maybe in government, maybe just rich, but we continue to watch powerful people escape scot-free when they commit horrible crimes, and the American people are sick of it. They are absolutely sick of it. And when we hear about Epstein and we hear about his connections and we hear about the client list, if you believe that exists, and when we hear about these things, what we think is, okay, so there's a bunch of wealthy, powerful pedophiles still free as a bird eating steak dinner tonight in this country, all while the IRS is breathing down my neck for Venmoing my buddy too much for fantasy football this year. It chafes on all of us, myself included. And the thought that yet more of these people are going to get off scot-free sounds bad. Now, I promised you, I'm wincing as I say this, but there is also something else. I'm going to play it. I'm going to let it play in its entirety. If you've listened to the show for a while, you'll remember when I said it. This was me back in April. But, well, here I was. I need you to do some reading between the lines because I may or may not know some things that I cannot divulge, okay? So don't send me an email asking to clarify. You want the Epstein list. I want the Epstein list. Are you sure you want the Epstein list? You know, you could make a mistake. Be careful what you wish for. Imagine I go home and I tell hey, I hook her up to a lie detector test and I said, hey, we went to an Astros game last week. That pitcher that came out there with long hair, pretty athletic. Did you think that guy was more attractive than I am? I don't think I'm going to ask that question. And by the way, I don't think she thinks that, but what if she does? I think I'd rather not know. I'm not telling you not to want the Epstein list. I'm just telling you, be careful what you wish for, all right? You think you're going to have a list of nothing but Bill Gates is on there, and I'm sure that'll be part of it, but there were a lot of people who do business with Jeffrey Epstein. I'll leave it at that. I'm going to go ahead and move on. We'll do some emails. It stinks. You're frustrated. I'm frustrated. And I don't have a solution to give you. We don't trust our institutions, even when Republicans take them over. They aren't helping themselves with their answers. It seems evasive. Why are we talking about this? Let's move on. We'll talk about Texas. Well, you can't see the video. It's child porn. It wouldn't be right. Sounds evasive. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't look good. And this goes back to something we were talking about when it comes to the amnesty thing, and I actually have a great update on that, the amnesty stuff. Well, I think it's a great update. Well, let me clarify, but I have an update on the amnesty thing, but just what we talked about with that. When you are the leader of any political movement, at any point in history. It doesn't even have to be political movement. Rock stars go through this. Professional athletes go through this. When you are the one everyone's looking at, everyone wants to take a picture with you and talk to you, and they cheer for you, and they wear your T-shirts, and it's perfectly natural to eventually think you not only are the movement, that these people, you can just command them, and they'll go where you tell them to go. They'll say what you tell them to say. So you can just tell people, hey, just move on. No big deal. That's not how it works. It works that way on the left because communists are herd animals. Democrats are herd animals. Republicans are not. Donald Trump is the unquestioned leader of the right now. It's not even debatable. The most powerful, the most important voice, and has been for years now. No question. But you are still not a lemming. Well, most of you. You're still not a lemming. You're not a sheep. You have a mind of your own. You have values. You want powerful people held to account. And the answer has got to be better than this.
Can you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the set?
Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for
sure.
One second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Doesn't land well. All right. Let's talk about something good. Let's talk about the amnesty stuff. Maybe touch on the Ukraine stuff from today, because I actually understand what he did, but some people were mad about it. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.